Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Banca Transilvania 2018 preliminary results conference call. I'll now hand you over to Ömer Tetik, CEO, George Călinescu, CFO, Mihaela Nădășan, Deputy CEO, IR and FI, Luminița Runcan, CRO. Sirs, you may begin.
Hello. Good afternoon, or good morning, in case you are listening from another continent. It's an interesting moment because while we are talking to you now, we are also following the news screens, because in a few minutes, our Prime Minister, Ms. Viorica Dăncilă, will be starting her Prime Minister's Hour conference, where she might be giving some detailed hints or maybe even final news about the emergency ordinance 114, which includes also the famous banking tax. But until he will be focusing on the news, we would like to try to explain you what we have done in 2018, how we have done, and what are our, let's say, medium and long-term plans looking forward. It was a quite active, dynamic year for the banking system in Romania. The total assets of the banking system grew by 5%. It was in line with the GDP dynamics, slightly decelerating GDP as compared to previous years due to deceleration on the consumer demand. But also, as we were explaining in the last couple of conferences that we participated, we have seen that the corporate demand, corporate loan demand, has started picking up. It comes from new state programs, state aids, and kind of accelerated push on the European fund side, infrastructure investments, while we are entering into a two-year election, four elections in 2 years period. And the total assets of the banking system reached 451 billion, with a rather good quality, with the lowest level of NPE ratio, almost 5% at the end of the year. The non-government loans had been growing at a pace of almost 8%. And as you can see in our presentation that we already posted last week in our website, you will see that the corporate loans, after several years, started making real significant or sensible growth. The local currency loans had been growing faster than the foreign currency loans, in line with the latest year's trend. And two-thirds of the total loans reached already to be in lei. While the economy grew by 4.1%, definitely there was pressure on inflation and on the interest rates as well. We have seen the ROBOR increasing, the cost of financing, both for the state, for the banks, for the economy, has grown, which maybe at the end led to the discussions about the banking tax itself. But the good thing so far, including the last few months, is that although there are changes in the risk perception, the exchange rate was quite stable, with few days of volatility in January, where National Bank of Romania and the local market participants kept the exchange rate under control without taking speculative positions. Our performance for 2018, again, is, I'll say, a successful year. We are happy about the financial results, in line with our budgeted figures and expectations. But also, we are trying to explain, both through our presentation and our presence now at this conference, to give you some ideas about BT's performance standalone without Bancpost, and BT's performance with Bancpost. Because, as you know, we have merged two legal entities, Bancpost and BT, on 30th of December. So 31st of December 2018, the last day of the year, we have opened a single bank. That's why when we speak about the bank's numbers, when you see our, let's say, audited or reported numbers. Those numbers actually include already blended Bankpost assets and also impact on the financials as well. Our gross loans to the customers reached 39 billion with deposits 62.5. We still have a very solid loan-to-deposit ratio at almost 63% at the end of the year. Just bear in mind that 30% of our deposits are zero interest-bearing current account deposits, and this was more or less the similar situation at Bankpost. Bankpost was itself a very liquid bank, actually didn't have problems of so-called mother company financing at all. Our NPL ratio is at 3.09% with an equity of 7.4 billion and Tier 1 capital ratio of 17.7%. If we include our profits also in total capital ratio, we are at 21.5%. That's why we also came with the news of the dividends, and there we would like to discuss a bit more on the dividends. If you look at BT's number without Bankpost, if we exclude Bankpost as much as we can, because definitely in the last 6 months of the year there was huge resource allocation to Bankpost, and although there were not some direct costs, indirectly we were losing maybe some market opportunities. We didn't grow as much as we could have grown without integration. There are some staff expenses that we incurred, but actually they were working for the integration, not for organic growth. However, still with that, we have delivered BT standalone at 2.1 billion net interest income and 635 million lei of fee and commission income, growing almost 10% higher than our loan growth, still lower than our target of double digit of 10%. Our net profit without Bankpost impact was at 1.2 billion lei. And our cost of risk, a very low 15 basis points, with cost-to-income ratio at 46%. If you have the presentation in front, you will see better, but in case you don't, our total net interest income, including BT and Bankpost, again, the closing entity, the single bank, is at almost 2.48 billion lei, growing by 37%. 17% of this growth is coming from BT. 20% is due to the adding up of Bankpost portfolio and other adjustments related to that. And our net fees and commissions income grew almost 20% to 695 million. And this is a trend, not in terms of 20%, but let's say low double-digit numbers that we would like to continue delivering in the next few years from now on. In terms of net fee and commission income, we see both good opportunity and also reachable targets in terms of growing our fee and commissions income. Our operating expenses had been also showing a rather large increase, but this is also related with the integration costs. Integration costs were very close to 300 million lei, around 300 million lei. So when you look at our numbers that we delivered, you should keep in mind that the profitability of the bank includes already a 300 million lei cost. And so far also we can confirm that almost all costs related with Bankpost integration had been booked in 2018. So we do not expect any significant impact, any significant cost from Bankpost or portfolio or customer integration. Since 31st of December 2018, we are running a single entity with a single system, single customer portfolio. And if we exclude, actually, this is something that we would like to mention, because we have read a couple of analysts about the changes in our operational expenses increase. And we are sorry that although we thought that we insisted a lot, we were not clear enough to create to manage the expectations. But looking at the increase of the expenses, operating expenses of BT without Bankpost and without integration costs, it's at 8.1%. So it's quite reasonable as compared to our all double-digit increase in our revenue items. Our operating expenses standalone, BT only, grew only 8.1%, and our pre-provision operating profit grew by 19%. Our growth further, as it was always our story and strategy, our loans were growing mainly in local currency. And so far, if you look at the retail portfolio, 24% of our loans are in foreign currency, rest are in local currency. And in our company loans, which include micro, mid corporates and large corporates, a similar 24% are in local in foreign currency, and 76% are in local currency. We are also very happy with our SME business growth. We are we cannot stop mentioning that we reached 275,000 active customers, and almost one out of three new companies in Romania, they started their business life by opening their capital account at BT. So we are the bank of, first bank of choice for micro and SME customers in Romania. We want to further monetize, capitalize on that. We are glad that also word of mouth, our net promoter score sustains that. The customers working with us are very happy. Our retail banking customers reached 2.6 million. And last year we have sold almost 80,000 cards. I guess we are now the runners up at the credit card business with the highest average net receivables and largest POS network, largest ATM network, in which we are further investing. There is also a huge synergy between our SME business, mid-corporate business, and retail business on that. In retail loans, we have over 16% market share with 3.7 million active cards, which is over 20% market share in the, non-cash payment systems in Romania. In corporate banking, we were very much focused on sector specialization. This is also coming from our good experience in the SME banking, where in agribusiness, in healthcare, and in some other sectors, we are growing specific scoring models with specific products, customized products for those segments. This is we are trying to extend to larger corporates as well. One of the interesting stories of last year, despite all the integration efforts, as we were allocating all our key resources to Bankpost integration, including IT and product portfolio managers, the good story was that we were the first bank in the region, not only in Romania, launching a mobile wallet application. We also launched our BT store, which is offering non-banking solutions, non-banking applications to our SME customers. And we are at the last stage, about to launch, beginning of next quarter, we will be launching our new banking, online banking platform, which we consider to be best in class in Romania. And also, it will support several features, including PSD2 compliance. And our already existing almost 1 million online banking users, out of which 300,000 are mobile banking users, most probably will be using more of our digital services. Plus, we will be increasing to extend because coming back to our efficiency numbers, in the last few years, we had been almost tripling our number of customers and asset size, meanwhile not increasing our network and increasing our headcount only by 15%. So efficiency, time to yes, speed of delivery, both in our network, in our online platforms, is, a major focus for us to maintain our speed and flexibility further for our customers. We're also looking at definitely the picture in Romania has changed in the last 3 months quite often, because on 18th of December evening, we had been informed about the banking tax. It was quite a shock for the markets and for the regulatory authority itself. Since then, initially it was more of a war of words, but since beginning of February, I guess all parties involved, all stakeholders came, reached common sense, and dialogue started. So we see that in the last couple of weeks, there were a couple of very reasonable explanations and responses from both sides, both Romanian Banking Association banks, including ourselves, Ministry of Finance, and the decision powers from the government. Now, also supported by the head of the Senate, the President of the Senate and the Prime Minister herself, we see that we will be about to hear some news about the banking tax, which was is supposed to be decoupled probably from ROBOR at a lower level of taxation in terms of percentage, and with the exemption of some certain asset classes, including T-bills or government programs like Prima Casa. So looking at our numbers and the growth potential of economy, the trends, growth in consumption, or different asset classes, risky asset classes, we think that the dividend that we have mentioned, 17 ban per lei, is a reasonable amount that would keep a dividend yield at this last week's prices at around 8.95%, but also will assure that we will maintain our buffers for future potential macroeconomic volatility, but also can grow our asset base. Definitely we are going to rework on the budget numbers further, because the numbers depended very much on the tax itself and the level, how the manner and the level the taxation is being calculated. But at the, latest rumored level, which we are also looking forward to hear, the final decision, the formal final decision, we would like to assure that we want to maintain our growth strategy in the segment that we are we consider ourselves strong, especially micro, SME, and retail. And we will be continuing to deliver above the market average asset size growth, loan growth in these segments. And again, depending on the last level of the formal level of the taxation, I guess it will be, we can confirm how much of the tax we can digest, how much of the tax we could dilute throughout the time. But just as a comparison, I repeat that last year we had almost 300 million lei expenses for the integration. And in case of Bancpost, we paid salaries of 1,500 people who received both salaries and exit bonuses from us. We paid rent and utilities for over 100 locations, which are not anymore in the balance sheet, in the activity of BT, in the perimeter of BT, and we will not be incurring costs. So as compared to last year, besides that, we just have 300 million cost buffer, but plus a lower size bank. Definitely our profitability will depend very much on the economic growth and how much in which segment we can grow further. I would like to also mention that on I guess towards the end of around 24th, 25th of March, we will be publishing our budget for 2019. This is also in line with convocation of calling the General Shareholders Assembly towards the end of April, so that you will see more details. Unfortunately, now I will not be able to give you exact data about our budget numbers, but we will be happy to answer your questions on 2018 or our strategy for 2019. And also, as I said, there were some remarks from analysts as regards to our operating results and dividends. We would like to discuss more on that in case you have questions. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now start Q&A session. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have the first question. We have a question from the line which ends in 0200. Please introduce yourself and go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, so hi, this is Cătălin Diaconu from Raiffeisen Bank Romania. So I have just one big question. So were there any one-offs in the fourth quarter in net interest income, other revenues and OPEX? Because I understood that there were integration costs of 300 million, but could you split them on these items, because they were a bit weird in the fourth quarter? Thank you.
I'm going to come here with the answer. So indeed, all the items you were mentioning include important one-offs. And if you are looking at the trends which were highlighted in our presentation, like being the one for BT, excluding bank post figures, meaning in terms of the net interest income, the growth of around 17% on a yearly basis, in terms of the operating expenses, the growth of around 8%, in terms of other income, there was, let's say, again, when it comes to BT standalone, we were not having that kind of a fluctuation. It was related to the way in which the accounting was done at the end of the third quarter when it comes to the indemnities coming from previous shareholders from Bankpost, and the way in which the accounting was done at the end of the year for the same position. So in terms of, let's say, recurring part, when it comes to the expected, let's say, 2019 evolution, please take into account the way in which the different ratios and the different financial results were for BT excluding Bankpost, meaning that the net interest margin at around 315 basis points and the rest of the details which are specifically highlighted in our presentation.
Cătălin, you may see in the presentation from comparing slide 11 to slide 12, in case you have it, how say, over 300 million lei came and sit on BT's books from integration and from Bankpost, and this was all both budgeted and expected. So for us, the fact that they are one-offs, they are not surprises.
Okay, understood. I'll look through the details. Thank you.
Thank you as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have a question from line which ends in 1462. Please introduce and go ahead.
Hello, this is Maria Semikhatova from Citibank. A couple of questions. First of all, on cost of risk in the fourth quarter. So do I understand correctly that there were also accounting issues that affected this line? And maybe you can comment what you see as a normalized cost of risk for the merged businesses. That's question number one.
Okay, would you like to put the questions, all of them at once, or should we come back with answers after each question?
Oh, let's start with cost of risk, and I will then follow up.
So actually, also as regard to the cost of risk, our the cost of risk had a slight increase in the last quarter due to the adjustments coming with Banco's portfolio. Otherwise, our standalone cost of risk is at a very low 15 basis points. We do not think that, although we are glad that we are delivering this good result, considering our business model, SME and retail, we are, and we will be most probably budgeting a cost of risk around 100-120 basis points, because we think that it's more prudent, you know, looking forward. But I'll say the increase is mostly one of related to Bancost.
Okay, I understand. And I'm sorry if I missed that because I didn't hear the presentation from the beginning. Could you please repeat on dividends outlook? I understand it will depend on the resolution with the banking tax, but what's your message here?
No, I mean, as you know, we didn't distribute cash dividends until recently. And since our first acquisition, Volksbank acquisition, based on the year's results and let's say our future potential and also to remain efficient, we are distributing part of our equity as cash dividends. The amount that we distribute, 17 cents per lei, I mean 17% on one leu, which is corresponding to around, or it was corresponding to around 8.95% dividend yield, is not a commitment for the years to come. Although we think that now we have enough, let's say, meat on the bone, maybe we can say that we could, we are generating enough capital to sustain our growth and to return back something to the shareholders in terms of cash, most probably we will be maintaining a generous cash dividend approach, just as a guidance, although it is not approved yet. Most probably it will be very, in the favor of cash dividends from now on. But if you will have opportunities like to acquire portfolios in Romania, or if we are, although it's not our case now, if you are not happy with the short or medium-term trends in, or macroeconomic trends in Romania, and we want to keep some buffers, we may not do that. As compared to last year, we increased our cash dividend percentage, both in terms of amount and in percentage. But on the other hand, a more detailed dividend, to be able to have a very forward-looking, detailed dividend policy, we would be able to have a bit more predictability about 2019 and the years to come.
I understand. Thank you. This is very useful. And just maybe one follow-up on margins. I understand that you suggest that we should look at underlying trends excluding bank post, which indicate that underlying NIM is around 3.5%. So do you think this is a sustainable level for you going forward, or do you have any other indications on this front?
Yes, indeed. This we consider sustainable. I mean, now while we are discussing on greed of bankers and high interest margins, me mentioning the interest margin is sustainable, maybe not. It's not a good idea politically. But on the other hand, considering the segment that we are in, we think that this level is both reasonable and sustainable. And looking at our also sales channel, we see that this is what we can maintain for the medium term at least.
Okay, thank you very much.
Our next question comes from the line which ends with 915G. Please introduce yourself and go ahead.
Hi, this is Juliana Topraga from Danske Bank. One question regarding Prima Casa loans and actually other government sponsored programs. Could you just tell us the amount of these total loans, just so we can, once we have more clarity on the new tax, on how the new tax would look like, just so we know how to estimate the tax going forward?
I mean, we don't take definitely the final formal answer because we are not the we don't have the decision power. But on the other hand, the latest, let's say, strong rumors and discussions, debates to which we also participated, results to the exemption of T-bills and prima casa and some other asset classes. But if you look at prima casa, we have slightly over 4 billion and T-bills slightly over 20 billion. So together they make almost 25 billion. I mean, one third of our assets, both of them. Depending on the level of taxation, I think this is the level we can start. Or any other exemption should come as a, let's say, nice surprise to us and to investors.
Thank you. And also regarding costing of course on the figures for the standalone entity, basically the percentage is much lower. It's around 46%, if I'm not mistaken, while on the consolidated level, of course, it's much higher. Could you provide us some guidance for 2019?
I mean, 2019 most probably will be maintaining around this level, but our target for the medium term is to come below 45%. I'm not sure if you'll be able to reach it this year, but for next year, most probably it will become a hard target for us.
But you want to maintain it at the level of the standalone? I mean, can you reach for the consolidated number?
Yes, indeed, definitely. We want to maintain it at the level of standalone.
Ah, okay, good. This was okay.
Now, actually, it's not anymore standalone. We should be delivering the numbers that you are used to from BT.
Okay. So from BT excluding, basically standalone excluding Bankpost. Okay, sure. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our next question comes from a line which ends in 1709. Please introduce yourself and go ahead. Sir, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, I'm Maria Vlad from Berca Financial Group, and I have two questions. The first question is regarding the personal expenses. I have noticed that personal expenses have increased by 35%. And what can you tell me about this increase? And the second question is related to the income tax expenses. Why the highest level of these expenses?
Thank you very much. As regard to our operating expenses, as we mentioned, especially on the personnel side, the biggest impact came from paying, let's say, to a separate team of bankers at Bankpost plus the exit bonuses. So otherwise, our operating expenses, including salary expenses, grew only 8%. So the biggest, let's say, effort we have done in 2017, in 2018, we didn't grow salaries on average by double digits. Our focus, just as a is part of our employer rebranding, it's that we are still paying attention and increasing incentive salaries, benefits at the lower salary level, but the medium and higher salaries are quite sticky for the last couple of years. As regard to high tax, effective tax rate, it's actually, if you calculate our income, normal corporate income tax at 16%, and also some taxes related to NPL portfolio sales. Indeed, we are coming to a high effective rate to be paid, but this is due to the local fiscal regulation and fiscal code. So it is something. We are trying to look at the net numbers. Otherwise, we will not be able to. We couldn't be able to sell the portfolios as well.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on the telephone keypad. Our next question comes from a line which ends in 4216. Please introduce yourself and go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Daniela Mandu from Swiss Capital. Hello.
Hi, Daniela. Please go ahead.
Okay. Okay. First of all, going turning to the outlook regarding the net loans increase, can you give us a figure for this year?
Daniela, this will be very much related to our budget for 2019, which we didn't announce yet, and now we have to run the numbers after also listening the emergency ordinance hopefully changes. But what I could tell you is that we are committed to deliver a couple of percentage over the GDP growth in terms of total loans growth. But please wait 20 more days in order to have the final numbers.
Okay, thank you. And regarding the assets tax, can you give us some, what are you thinking, what measure to take to offset or partially offset this asset tax?
I mean, first of all, we are a local, almost, obviously, not only universal, but also popular bank. We have been investing in our relations with the customers for 25 years, and we don't think that the idea of converting all the, let's say, impact on the customers immediately is a good business decision, neither on the short run nor on the long run. But on the other hand, we have, as I mentioned, in 2018, we had huge integration costs, which in 2019 we will not have. So already we have a buffer. If we deliver the same revenues, the same income,
mm-hmm.
As in 2018, we have a 300 million lei buffer. Plus, there were also, we consider that we could have grown faster, better, or organically last year if there wasn't an integration. This impacted also our revenues. We are now a much more efficient organization. We pay salaries to 1,500 people less for the whole portfolio. And also definitely when we started looking at our numbers, our budgeted numbers, we will be much more careful about our funding costs, which has a direct impact on profitability. And also we will be choosing, we will be making some choices that were easier to make when we were having higher profitability. There are projects, there are investments, must have. There are projects and investments that are mostly on the nice to have side, and you can do them with consultants or you can develop them in-house. So far we have proved that we have this in-house competencies and delivery capacity. Maybe it will take slightly longer, but it will not affect our general strategy and growth. So we will try to look at operating expenses and funding costs mainly. I will be misleading if I will say that we will be changing our pricing strategy aggressively.
Okay. And regarding the cost of risk, by comparison, I think you already know that your cost of risk is double BRD cost of risk. There is any reason there? I don't know, BRD, the outlook for BRD is a cost of risk of 60 basis points, while Banca Transilvania is coming with a cost of risk of 120 basis points. My question is why?
I mean, first of all, BRD is a very good bank, and they did they do an excellent job, and they are a very serious competitor for us. We are looking up to them, looking at their numbers, and we are trying to learn from them as well. But on the other hand, our customer profile and products are slightly different. We are also delivering better net interest margins. We are delivering better net operating revenues per customer, per product. So, at the end, cost of risk is also the result of our risk appetite. On the other hand, we are always saying that the normal cost of risk is not our target, but under IFRS 9, forward-looking, to be prudent, the cost of risk of SME retail banking portfolio nowhere in the world in the long run can remain below 100 basis points. So we are saying that we are preparing our numbers, we are taking our measures according to that, but in case we deliver better numbers, we are happy to do that. So because we budgeted last year 100 basis points for 2018, we didn't deliver 100 basis points necessarily. But I guess focusing on different segments or focusing on different growth, you can look at also organic growth rates of all banks, including the two banks that you mentioned. Maybe they are more prudent in selecting customers or more restrictive in selecting the customers, or they are more optimistic about their own portfolio. I cannot comment on their portfolio, but to be realistic, we will continue speaking about 100-120 basis cost of risk.
What I would also like to mention here, that when it comes to the real cost of risk, like an expense, BT during 2017 and 2018 also had the cost of risk at around 60-70 basis points, which were then positively affected by the recoveries. The fact that we are more conservative in the way we are budgeting in order to make sure that we are not having, unwished kind of surprises, is not meaning in the end that the quality of the portfolio is, lower than what the average in the market is looking like. Just like an additional remark. But budget-wise, we were always coming with such a figure which was close to the average of what we were considering that IFRS 9 approach is meaning, like a cost of risk for BT.
Okay, thank you very much.
Our next question comes from a line which ends in 9152. Please introduce yourself and go ahead.
Hi, this is Juliana Chapraga again. So coming back to cost of risk, you did mention 100 to 120 basis points. Do you still expect any recoveries in 2019? So basically this 100 to 120 would be kind of the normalized cost of risk for you. When do you see that closer to reality? In 2019, in 2020, when do you... basically, it's a question more about market, about the market. What year would you rather see us as being a normal year? And also regarding the contribution to the guarantee fund, if you can guarantee fund, if you have any estimates for that for this year.
Okay, so on the first question, what we were mentioning is that the cost of risk throughout the cycle is on average considered by us to be between 100 and 120 basis points, meaning that even if, recoveries might not be at the same levels as in the past couple of years, this is not necessarily meaning that we are going to be with the cost of risk at 100 or 120 the moment when the recoveries are not going to be there. It is really linked also to the moment throughout the cycle, the economic cycle, for our country. What I was just mentioning previously to Daniela's question is that, in fact, the cost of risk for BT without recoveries for the last 2 years was at around 60 to 70 basis points. So this with regard to the cost of risk. With regard to the guarantee fund, you are going to find the details in the budget for the year. What we can nevertheless already mention is that at the end of 2017, a change was coming and the SME related and resources coming from SMEs became also part of this guaranteed deposits in Romania. So considering that an additional amount is to be added to the deposit base, clearly the amount is going to be higher compared to what 2018 was meaning.
Thank you.
So we shall take our last question.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have a question from line which ends in 9152. Please introduce yourself and go ahead.
Hi, it's me again. Sorry, as long as there are no other questions, one more for me. So basically, if I'm trying to find the one-off in net interest income, should I look at the difference between BT including Bank Post and the consolidated figure? I mean, you have around 2.4 billion in BT plus Bank Post and around 2.7 to 2.8 on consolidated. Last year, the difference between consolidated and BT standalone was around 100 million, if I'm not mistaken. Is that the rest, are the rest one-off basically?
Not really. So you should, in fact, apply the net interest margin, like the percent, which is varied for BT standalone, on the interest-bearing assets, which is resulting combining BT with Bank Post.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding.
So, if there are no more questions for today, thank you very much for listening to us, and I hope that we managed to clarify some of the questions. But if you have definitely further points, please do not hesitate to contact our investor relations, Mihaela's team. We will try to respond immediately and publicly. And have a, let's say, successful, healthy, and easy year. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our conference call. Thank you all for participating. You may now disconnect.